Well, hello everyone and welcome to church this morning. It's absolutely brilliant to see you here today. And those who are watching at home or at some point during the week, give you a very warm welcome to our service this morning as well. And of course, we're getting very, very near Christmas. It's absolutely brilliant to see the young people, the boys and girls, mums and dads here. It's really excellent to see you this morning. And we've got a service which is really kind of geared down for you guys. And we hope that everyone who's here, whatever age you are, will have a go at joining in with what we're doing this morning. One thing I just do need to say is that obviously because of the restrictions, we need to be careful afterwards, particularly the big people. And we just need to be aware of keeping the space round about each other as we leave the church later on when we finish this morning. But it's absolutely brilliant seeing you. I'm joined this morning by Richard. I'm so grateful Richard's here to help us out today. Thank you,
good
Richard.
Morning.
Are you all right?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So we're going to have a good time. I'm going to start off by singing a song. The words are going to be on the screen. And it's Father God created the world, which means he created me, and then you, and then everyone. And we're able to stand up. We can't sing, but we're able to stand up. We're able to do the actions. If you want to stay seated, that's fine. If you don't want to do the actions, that's fine, but I'm going to go for it. So it's Father God created the world, which means he created me. And that's basically, that's the first verse. And then it's you, and then it's us, and we'll go for it. Okay, so let's really go for it and use this song to praise God. Here it goes.
Father God created the world.
Father God created the world, which means he created me. Father God created the world, which means he created me. Father God created the world, which means he created me. Created me. Created me. Father God created the world, which means he created you. Father God created the world, which means he created you. God created the world, which means he created you. Created you. Created you.
Bible, and it's taken from Matthew 2, and it's verses 1 to 2, and then 7 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we came to worship him." Herod called the Magi secretly, and he found out from them exact time and the star that appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures, presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. We're going to watch a video clip now from two of our puppets.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. I'm great, thanks. I'm so excited because it's nearly Christmas. I love Christmas. It's the best. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, I love Christmas too.
There are presents, decorations, lights, and loads of chocolate.
You and your chocolate, Omar. Talking about chocolate, have you heard anything from Erwin lately?
Yes, I spoke to him last week. He's still having daily barbecues, swimming in the pool, and eating enough chocolate to feed the whole of England. He sent his love to you, Gigi.
Oh, that's nice. I do miss him. I really hope we get to see him properly soon.
Gigi, I think my hands are getting smaller.
What?
Yep, they're definitely smaller. They've dissolved with all that washing.
Oh, Omar, they haven't. They are still the same.
No, I definitely think they are smaller.
Stop worrying about your hands. What are you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
I really, really want some new games, books, DVDs, toys, and lots of chocolate.
Oh, wow. That sounds very expensive.
Yeah, but I've been extra good this year. I've not been bad at all, so I definitely deserve to get them.
I'm not so sure your memory is working very well, Omar.
It is working perfectly.
So what about when you didn't tidy your room, shouted at your mum, and ate all of her chocolate?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Don't worry, Omar. Jesus has forgiven you, so I am sure you will be okay for your Christmas presents.
Do you think? Oh, Gigi, Jesus is so great.
Yes, and Christmas is all about celebrating his birthday.
Birthday? Will he have a party and chocolate cake?
No, Emma, but we should take time to pray to God and thank him for sending his son Jesus to save us all.
Yes, we should. Shall we start by singing and dancing to praise him?
That's a great idea.
This day, a Saviour, gifted from heaven to a manger. The hope of the world, a light for all mankind. All of earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. To all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joy. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let His praise resound. It's Christmas.
That was a great song.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it really was a great song. And we want to say thank you to Rob and Shani and John for putting that song together for us. Well, they didn't write it, but they performed it. And all those who have done the puppets and all who's been involved in that, absolutely brilliant. We're going to hear a bit more from them later on. But at this point, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a prayer, but it's an open eye prayer, okay? We're going to have some pictures that are going to go up on the screen. And those pictures are going to be things that are familiar to us, things that we know about. And as each picture comes up, it's just to try and help us think about different things and use them to speak to Jesus. So you can keep your eyes open. If you don't want to, that's fine. But there's going to be a number of pictures, and while the pictures come up, I'm going to use that to help us all pray together. Okay, so let's see what the pictures are and in what way we can speak to God about it. So I think the first picture is a world. There we go. So there's that tremendous world that's suspended there in space. And that's our home. That's where we live. It's amazing, isn't it? So we say, thank you, God, for this wonderful world. It's so tiny in the vastness of all space. And yet you know about each one of us here in this earth. Lord, we thank you for that. And we pray that you'll help us to look after this world that you've given to us. And the world is very beautiful, as we can see in this next picture that's coming now. Oh, it's all over the place this morning. And that's very special, isn't it? All the little creatures that God has made, animals and birds, things that are so different that bring us such joy, the bird song. Lord, we thank you for the variety of the creatures that you have made that bring us such pleasure and bring delight to you. And our next picture, it is a beautiful world. And often we can look out and we can just see all the lovely colours, and it can be so peaceful. And if we look at the next picture as well, sometimes they're in a different sequence to what I've got, that's for sure. It is a beautiful world, and we want to say thank you to God. And we say thank you to God for our homes. Your house might not look like this, but all of us, we have a home that is ours, a place where we can feel safe, where we can be with our families. And it's not like that for everyone. So, dear God, we thank you for our homes and for our families. And we think of those who have nowhere where they can spend the night tonight. And we thank you for food, for the great variety of food that you give us, apples that we can enjoy, and at Christmas time, lots of other things that are so special. Thank you that we live in a part of the world where we have so much. And we think of those who have so little. And this year has been very different for us all, hasn't it? School's been very, very different. And God has helped you manage at school in wonderful ways, and those who work in school. And it's nice to have a break from school. But Father, we thank you for helping us in this last year, in all the changes that have happened at school. We pray, Lord, that we'll all have a really great break from school. And we pray for our teachers and those who help us at school, that they too will have a really lovely Christmas time. And many people have had to queue outside shops and have had to wear masks, and we've had to be so careful. We're just very conscious of the coronavirus, which is still around us. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll give great wisdom to those who make decisions in our country about how we can live together safely. And our next picture shows people in a care home. And we know it's been very hard for them because many have not seen family or loved ones as they used to. And this morning we want to pray for Bethesda Eventide Homes and for all our friends who live there, who are part of our church family there. And we know that sporting events, some things haven't happened and some people haven't been able to go and see them. And Lord, it's just a reminder what a different world we're living in at the moment. But we thank you that you promised never to leave us or to forsake us. And we thank you that progress has been made with a vaccine. Here's Margaret Keenan, the first person in Britain to receive a vaccine. And Lord, we pray for this program of help, which has already started, that the vaccine will be a great help in protecting us from this disease. And Lord, we thank you for Christmas time. We thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you that he brings hope where often we would just feel despair. And dear God, we thank you that you loved the world so much that you sent Jesus. We thank you for Christmas time. We pray that each one of us might really love the Lord Jesus and know him at this time. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
So what about you, Gigi? What would you like for Christmas?
Oh, not much really. I would like some new gel pens, some bath bombs and, well, something I don't expect I will get.
What don't you think you will get? Is it something really expensive?
No.
Something massive?
No.
Well, what then?
Erwin.
Erwin? Did you say Erwin?
Yes, I did. I really miss him.
Oh, Gigi, don't worry. Let's call him now.
Now?
Yeah, why not?
I'm so excited.
I'm sorry, Gigi. He's not answering. Maybe we can try again later.
That's a shame. But thanks for trying, Omar. You're such a good friend.
Not as good as Jesus, though. Shall we have a look at a video about when Jesus was born?
Oh, yes. Let's.
So God made potatoes and planets and puppies, giraffes and gorillas, goldfish and guppies, kangaroos, kittens, cows that go moo. Then last, best of all, he made me, he made you. But something went wrong. We thought we knew best. We ignored what God said, made the world a big mess. We hit and we hurt and we bullied and fought. And the great God who loved us, we simply forgot. It made God so sorry, and that's why he said, "This is bad, and it makes me sad. This is bad, and it makes me sad." For God's love was bigger than the mess that we made. He knew what to do, so here's what he said. "I'll send them my son to show them the way, to love one another and live like I say, and give them my power deep down in their hearts, to fight what is bad, to make a new start, and live in this world just like I first planned, and turn what is sad into glad again, and turn what is sad into glad again." So a woman called Mary, just minding her business, was asked to be part the very first Christmas by an angel called Gabriel, shiny and bright, who showed up one day and gave her a fright. "No need to be scared," the angel explained. "I've come with good news, simple and plain. You'll give birth to God's baby. It's all in his plan. To turn what is sad into glad again. To turn what is sad into glad again." Then Mary and Joseph, her husband, went down to be counted by Caesar in Bethlehem town. With no empty rooms left to rent for this stay, they stopped in a place where the animals lay. And there in the hay, she gave birth to God's son and cuddled and cradled her small special one, who'd grow up to do all the things that God planned and turn what was sad into glad again. And turn what was sad into glad again. Some shepherds were watching their sheep down the way when an angel appeared like a firework display and shocked all the shepherds and shook up their sheep and made sure that no one would get a night's sleep. "Go to Bethlehem now," the bright angel said. "See the babe in the manger hay under his head? He's amazing, he's special, for only he can turn what is sad into glad again. Turn what is sad into glad again." So that's why we have Christmas and welcome the day, and sing and eat turkey and put on a play, and dress up like angels and get lots of toys. But it's not just because of that sweet baby boy. It's because of the man he grew up to be, who changed the whole world and can change you and me, to live and to love just like God always planned, and turn what is sad into glad again. And turn what is sad into glad.
See who's been listening to the video and also to the Bible reading this morning. So in your pews there are three large circles. There are a red one, an amber one, and a green one. So this, I'm going to have eight questions, and they're either going to be true, which you are going to hold up green. There is going to be an amber card, which is we don't know, the Bible doesn't actually tell us. Or there's a red card. Okay, which is false. The statement that I'm saying is false. Okay, if you're at home, then feel free to join in as well and maybe write down on a piece of paper. So the first question, Julius Caesar was Roman emperor when Jesus was born. Was it true, false, or we don't know? Julius Caesar was emperor when Jesus was born. Well done. It was actually false. It wasn't Julius Caesar. It was Augustus Caesar. It was Augustus Caesar, wasn't it? Okay. Question two. Joseph broke off his engagement to Mary when he discovered that she was pregnant. All right. So he was engaged to Mary, but he broke it off when she found out he was pregnant. So is that false, true, or I don't know? That's false again. He obeyed what the angels had told him, and he stuck with Mary, didn't he? He didn't run away. Okay, he supported Mary and carried on to be her to be his wife. Number three, Mary and Joseph lived in the town of Bethlehem. True, false, or we don't know. Okay, well done. It was false. They came from Nazareth, didn't they? They came from Nazareth, not Bethlehem. Number four, Mary rode from Nazareth to Bethlehem on a donkey. Mary rode from Nazareth to Bethlehem on a donkey. True, false, or we don't know. Now, we don't actually know, because Luke doesn't tell us how she traveled. We know that she got, probably suggested, all right, but in Luke, it doesn't tell us how she traveled there. So question five. An angel announced the birth of Jesus to some shepherds in the field outside Bethlehem. Was it an angel that announced the birth to the shepherds? Correct. True. Question six. Bethlehem was also known as the city of Daniel. Bethlehem was also known as the city of Daniel. True, false, maybe. False. It was actually known as the city of David. It was known as the city of David. Question 7. Mary placed her newborn son in a manger. Mary placed her newborn son in a manger. True. Well done. Very good. Number 8. There was 3 wise men that visited Jesus. 3 wise men visited Jesus. True, false, or maybe? Oh, impressed. Very good. There's a lot of maybe cards. And it was maybe. All right, it was maybe. We don't know how many wise men there were. We know that there was 3 gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we presume there was 3, but there may have been more or less. They could have taken more. Got 2 more questions. So the wise men found where Jesus was born by following a star. Did the wise men find where Jesus was by following a star? Very good. Well done. They did. They followed the star. And then one final question. After they'd visited Jesus, the wise men went back to Jerusalem to tell King Herod about him. So after they visited Jesus and gave him his gifts, the wise men went back to Jerusalem to tell King Herod about it. Very good, well done. They didn't. They were warned not to go back.
How did people do?
Very good.
I was impressed, yes. And I think there was a few people which got 10 out of 10.
10? 10 questions? Yeah. Wow, well done, everyone. Well, it's great seeing everyone here today. One thing I just need to say is the video we were showing a minute ago, it stopped a bit too soon. And there's still a little bit more of Omar and Gigi to be seen. However, we can't pop it in at this point now because we've been watching a whole lot again. So what you'll need to do is when this service is put online on the church website, we'll make sure that the whole of Gigi and Omar are put in there. So maybe later on this afternoon, you can go back and you can see the whole service that you're in this morning, and in there as well, round about then, we hope we'll also have everything to do with Omar and Gigi. So sorry about that. Just one of those things that happened, kind of caught us out. You know, I don't know it's okay to say this. I'm so excited to see all you boys and girls. It's really terrific in your families. And, you know, it's Christmas time and we think of a new little baby being born. I'm just so chuffed to bits to see the little Charlotte's here with Mum and Dad. And I'm just so delighted. And is it all right to give Richard and Rachel a clap? Is it okay to do it? Can we do that? I think it's wonderful. I think it's really great that they're here this morning. And that's really terrific. And those who aren't here, then I'm sorry, you just can't see Charlotte. But she looks absolutely gorgeous. You know, I'd love to ask you all so that you could answer me, what do you think you're getting for Christmas? And perhaps your mums and dads would like to know what you think you might be getting for Christmas. I would love to hear your answers, but I'm not able to ask you. But I've brought along with me this morning, there's something in here that represents one of the things that I hope I'm going to get for Christmas. Okay, it's in here and we'll come back to that in a minute or two. We read about the wise men, didn't we? It's right, we don't know exactly how many there were who came, the Magi. But what is very interesting is that they brought presents, didn't they? They brought those 3 gifts that we know about, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course, at Christmas time, we remember that the greatest gift of all is the Lord Jesus. It says in the Bible, thanks be to God for his amazing gift or his outstanding gift or his wonderful gift. And that, of course, is the Lord Jesus. And we all enjoy giving presents and receiving presents. And I'm hoping that what I've got in here is going to come along on Christmas Day as well. The other thing about the wise men is, how did they know where to go? We're told that God, through the star, led them to where Jesus was. They're able to find their way safely to where Jesus was. So gifts and being able to find the right way, those 2 things are together in my mind this morning. Let me show you a picture of a mountain. Here it is, it's up here on the screen. See that big mountain? That's up in Scotland in a place called Glencoe. That's called Buccleuch of Moher. And one day I thought to myself, with my 3 boys, I will go and climb this mountain. And so we set off in the car and we found the car park. and we got all our gear on and we set off to climb this mountain. But you know, something went very badly wrong. We ended up going up a mountain that was 3 miles away. We went to the wrong place and we ended up climbing the wrong mountain. We had a great day, but oh, I felt really silly that I'd done that I'd gone to the wrong place. And when you go up in the mountains and when you go out walking, one of the things you really need is not a mobile phone. They're not great. What you really need is a map and a compass. And you should never ever go out on the mountains and on a long journey across wild country without taking a compass with you, because batteries can run out and signals can fail. But a compass is a really, really great thing to have. Because sometimes when you're up on the mountains, for example, the cloud can come in, like this picture here. And it can be very confusing, and it can be really hard to kind of know where you should be going and what direction. And you just can't see round about you. And what you need is your compass to be able to tell you what way is north, and then get an idea of where you are so that you can safely find your way back to your car or back down to the road or where you need to be. So I said that in here I had something that represented something that I'm hoping I'm going to get for Christmas. It's not a Chinese takeaway, it's just a handy wee box, that. Because what I've got in here, and I didn't say to David I was going to do this, apologies David, but what I've got in here is something that looks all a bit sad, really. I don't know if anybody can see that. We're not very organized, but this is the remains of my compass. I don't even see, there's a bit of string, a bit of wire, a bit of plastic, another bit of plastic, another bit of plastic, another bit of plastic. How many bits is that? The eighth and final piece. A little needle. It all came apart. Had it for years. I went into my pocket one day. Well, I didn't go into my pocket. I kind of put my hand into my pocket and I pulled it out and it just fell apart in my hand. And I couldn't work out how to put it back together. And it's not safe to put it back together. So if any of my three boys are watching this morning, on Christmas Day, I only need one of you to do this. I don't need three compasses, but a compass just like that would be really, really useful. And I'm hoping that on Christmas Day, I'm going to get a nice bag looking something like this. And in there, instead of there being a compass in bits, there's going to be one that's absolutely perfect, that works, and it tells me the way that I need to go. And you know, my little compass is a little bit about what's behind Christmas. You see, that compass, it used to work perfectly, and it told me where magnetic north was. If I got my map and I put my compass next to my map and put the map in the right direction, I could go safely to where I wanted to go. Or if I was on the top of a mountain and a cloud came in, I could come down safely. And it worked, and it was terrific. But it's all over the floor now because it's all in pieces. It fell apart. It no longer is good for the job. It can't work, and it's not safe anymore to rely on it. And the Bible tells us that when God made the world, he made something that was really good. Father God created the world, which means he created you and me. We saw that picture of the world. What a wonderful thing it is to think that in all of space, there's this planet where we live, where God has put all the support systems we need for our lives. But it isn't quite as it's meant to be, because people disobeyed God and they turned away from God. And their lives got spoiled, they got separated from God. And many of the difficult things that happen in our world and in our lives, it comes because we turned away from God. And we can't mend it by ourselves. I'd love to mend my compass, I'd be very proud of myself. I'd love to think I could do that. But you know, it's such an important thing to get right. I daren't do it on my own. I need one that's really going to do the job properly, because one day my life might depend on it. And we can't put the world back by ourselves. We can't make our lives what we want them to be and what they ought to be. And God in his love, he knew that there was nothing that we could do by ourselves to put the mess right. And God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus. You see, when Jesus came into the world, not only did he live a perfect life, he could say, I am the way. If we come to Jesus and follow him, he will lead us in the right way. But Jesus did more than just show us the way. He is the way. Because when Jesus came into the world, he died on the cross so that our sin that spoils us for God and spoils people round about us can be forgiven. And we can be like new people. My compass is finished, it's done. But a new one that will work perfectly so we can be like new people. And so that we can follow him and know him in our lives day by day. So Christmas is a time when we give presents, and God has given the greatest gift of all. He's given his son, the Lord Jesus. And one of the things that Jesus does is that he not only shows us the way, he is the way. There is only one way back to God, and that is through coming to the Lord Jesus and receiving him as a gift into our lives and knowing him in our lives day by day. So Christmas is such a special time because it's the time when we think that God stepped into our world and he made it possible for things to be turned around, that you and I can be forgiven and we can have the assurance of going the right way in our lives. So as we come up to Christmas, I hope you have some wonderful presents. I hope I'm fortunate enough to get a new compass. I really do. Maybe I'll try and tell you if that really happens one day. But it's not just about us, it's about Jesus. The Lord Jesus who came into our world, who is able to put us back together, who is able to lead us to the Father safely and to be with us in our lives. You know, I hope that everybody in church this morning and those who are watching, wherever you are, will really know what it is to know and to follow Jesus, because he is the good guide. He will always lead you in the ways which are best. We're going to finish up by having a song. It's a song we've never had in church before. It's pretty new to me, but it's about Christmas. Oh, what a glorious night. It reminds us about the night when Jesus came into the world. The words are going to be on the screen. There's somebody else going to be on the screen who's doing some actions. If you want to follow him doing the actions, then go for it. If you want to make up your own actions as you go along, that's absolutely fine. But as we kind of head towards the close, we've got a chance to enjoy this song as we listen to it. And if you want, you can do the actions that are there for us. Okay, so let's go for it.
Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels sing. calm now, all is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the king is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Everyone sit down. Anyone lying on the floor? It's been really great seeing everyone here today. And we hope that everyone has a really great Christmas. We know it's a very different Christmas this year in terms of how we can celebrate it, but we know it hasn't changed insofar as Christmas is really about the birth of Jesus and God coming into our world. So that hasn't altered at all, and what comes from that is just as great as ever. But we do know that some of the plans that people have made are just not going to work as they'd hoped. So we hope and pray that God will bless you and help you through this Christmas time. I'm going to say a final prayer in a moment, but just to say that later this afternoon, our carol service will be online from 4:30. On Christmas Day, there'll be a service at 10 o'clock that you can watch from 10 o'clock or any time you like over the Christmas period. And that next Sunday, we're not meeting here in church, but there will be a service that will be put online next Sunday morning. And the future into the new year, who knows what's going to happen? But we'll just be flexible and adaptable as a church as we go forward. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm afraid we then just have to really go home. It's been great seeing you. Just be careful about not getting too close and lingering too long when the service is finished. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your great gift to us of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you that when we went away from you and things got broken and spoiled, you didn't turn your back on us, but you found a way in your love and in your mercy and in your kindness to come after us, to reach out to us and to save us, to forgive us and to make us whole, to bring us into your family. Lord, we thank you for your great gift to us of your Son, the Lord Jesus, at Christmas. And we pray that each one of us may come to know him and love him and to follow him and to let him be the guide in our lives. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.